Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is the practice report. It's brought to you by Byers Auto. I am Austin Ward. That's Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, and Jeremy Birmingham. Ohio State at Indiana. Prime time on the road. Everybody was maybe expecting, did ESPN and ABC want this game in prime time based on the preseason projections or what they've actually seen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Indiana wants some revenge about a division championship that they had no claim to from a year ago. They've struggled, obviously, so far this season, losing record. Ohio State turning the corner. This doesn't seem to me, as we stand here on a Tuesday, like a real trap game or any of that other stuff to me, Burn. Like, Ohio State's got had that beat IU video board up there for a week and a half now. So
I think some of the pixels have gone out on it.
Giving them an off date to prepare, to get healthy. They've had Indiana's number, even though there have been some close games in the series. I don't know. Is there any – do you have any concern about this one?
I think those close games in the last handful of years play a part in making sure that this isn't one of those trap games where you go into it and get kind of caught off guard. Plus, you have the fact that Ohio State has had the week off. You have Indiana. They did a lot of gum flapping in the offseason. From their fans and some of their
they were going to build off last year.
Ohio State is in a position right now where obviously they're getting better. I do think it's interesting that it seems like the rest of the league has a much greater say in when they schedule night games than Ohio State does, which seems to almost always be dictated to them.
They've got one next week.
It is great. It's a cool opportunity. Indiana needs this game. It's going to be one of those buzzsaw potentially things that we saw in 2017, 2018, where you're like, walk in and all of a sudden. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't believe in this Indiana team. I don't think they have a weapon or two weapons that are good enough to really exchange blows with Ohio State.
Yeah, and I think that starts on the outside with Indiana, with you can look at from last year, Ty Freifogel. You look at Stephen Carr, who's a good running back. But Freifogel's game last year against Ohio State was almost an anomaly in his season. Of course, he played pretty well, but wasn't the best receiver in the Big Ten by any stretch.
Don't you think that they'll look back, Spencer? I just want you make this point. You brought it up. That we'll look back and wonder how in the world Ty Freifogel won a Big Ten Receiver of the Year trophy when Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson were alive.
If you're going to be great, be great against Ohio State.
Listen, I mean, you're going to see it again this year because David Bell is probably going to win Big Ten Wide Receiver of the Year, and that's going to – I'm just preparing Ohio State fans for that now.
They could just change the award name to, the Chris Olave Award.
Tim Biakabatuka. Need I say more?
Anyways, but, this Indiana team comes in probably with a lot of confidence against Ohio State in particular because, they scared Ohio State a little bit last year, but in reality it was 35-7 at the break, and Ohio State just kind of, I feel like, didn't show up in the second half, kind of, packed it in. I don't think Ohio State's going to take this game for granted at all. It's at night. The weird thing about night games for me is, they say the home crowd and the home team is always geared up for a night game. Well, the road team gets to sit around and think about how fun it's going to be to play under the lights as well. And I think that's an advantage for Ohio State. The only night games they've had, the opener, which you're always going to get up for, Akron, and now this. I think Ohio State's going to be very engaged, very ready, and I expect this to possibly get out of hand a little early.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw water on y'all's fire, but the other flip side of it is Michigan State had a pretty good balance going offensively going into that game last week. They held Kenneth Walker Jr. It is Kenneth Walker Jr. or the third. The third. Kenneth Walker the third to 83 yards on 24 carries, for example, in that game. They had a really good defensive game against Michigan State. Michigan State without a pick six probably doesn't beat Indiana. So this defense, but that was this is an Ohio State offensive line that, for the most part, has seen what Indiana can throw at them from a blitz standpoint. Everybody saw it in the second half last year especially. So the surprise element there is not going to be there for Indiana like it was maybe a year ago, et cetera. But, there is concern about going against this Indiana defense just based on what it did in its last outing, which was take a team that was playing pretty well offensively and almost turn it inside out on occasion.
Indiana doesn't make a lot of mistakes defensively. They play very sound. They're going to force C.J. Stroud to be smart with the football. And as you said, force Ohio State to find balance. But I think being that Ohio State's already played a road game at night in the Big Ten, some of that weight off of the expectations or the pressure on C.J. Stroud is mitigated because he's already done this.
But I would throw this in. No team, and I think y'all will agree with me, there may not be a team in the country that is so equipped to throw counterpunches as well as Ohio State is. I'm talking about offensive. If you take this away, we're going to hit you there. You bring seven. Oh, my goodness. Look at these wide receivers you got running around.
And not to mention
as long as they're on the right. This is a team that I think if their quarterback is on point, I'm talking about C.J. Stroud, is extremely well equipped to go against this defense.
Spencer, you pointed out that this Indiana defense, though, is not the same as the one from a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the way that they blitz, it's not the same, you know, blitz pressures. It's not the crazy throw anything and everything at you. You know, that coach who was doing all of that stuff for Indiana is now the head coach of South Alabama and winning a lot of games there with the same defense.
Yeah.
It's hard to replicate what he was able to do to Kane Womack. It's not easy to be able to scheme those things up, especially against this team. I think this team is actually more well-equipped than last year's team was as far as Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. Like, go ahead and blitz.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you want to, go ahead, because they're gonna see the defender that's hot. They're going to replace him with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he's going to go 20 yards up the
field.
Give
the quarterback 2 seconds.
Picturing Ryan Day on the sideline going, seriously.
But they did blitz a lot. They did blitz a lot against Michigan State. They did bring it in fairly effectively against Michigan State. I will throw that in there.
And Ohio State's got this added element of Travion Henderson now in the passing game, those little valve routes.
Oh, my goodness.
Things. Once you do that, those blitzes become even more reckless. I mean, you better get home. Because if you don't, it's a home run for Ohio State.
I'm glad you threw it in a valve route. That's a great way to call it. Because everybody keeps, every time he catches the ball, he's on a wheel route. No, this guy, they're getting him out there in different ways, and it's really intriguing to watch this offensive develop.
And real quick, the last time Ohio State got blitzed like that was against Minnesota, and the exact same thing happened. Travion Henderson, all they had to do, it took maybe a half a second for C.J. Stroud to slip him the ball, and he went 70 yards because there was nobody there because they blitzed everyone. Go ahead, Indiana, blitz.
Yeah, I think they will be invited to do – and, you know, the big difference between Michigan State facing that kind of pressure or anybody else is not only do you have those weapons that you're talking about at the skill positions, but you have the best offensive line in America. Greg Studrawa was talking about that unit that he has at his disposal, the veteran experience there. Munford has been banged up. We know that with the foot injury, in and out of the lineup a bit. He mentioned that Paris Johnson had been as well, so that was another reason why Matt Jones was playing at guard. Left or right is also the backup center for this team. You may still see this team play six, and it's hard to believe that no offensive line coach, no offensive coordinator, no head coach really wants to do that. You want that consistency of five guys, but for Ohio State, it seems to be a real bonus.
Yeah, I mean, you have great players. You have to find a way to get great players on the field, and Matthew Jones is playing. What Ryan Day said on Tuesday was, if our guys are playing starting-level football, we will find a way to get them to play. So you know that he's playing starting level football, and I don't know, not a problem to me. I mean, I think that the great thing is that, you know, Greg Studrawa talked about it when, DeJuan Jones was feeling a little bit ill under the weather against Maryland. You can take him out and just go run the other guys out there and flip everyone around. And that was something that they learned a year ago. I mean, we saw it against Michigan State a year ago when you basically have five new guys going out there on the offensive line. And all those things now have led to, you know, more flexibility and more opportunity for guys to play, and you need it.
How much do you think it matters to Ohio State, too, though, the way they did kind of blow things last year in the second half against Indiana, of going out and setting the record straight? How much do you think that plays into this? I think it plays into it a lot. I think it plays into it for the coaches and also for the players. I mean, because they did sort of sleepwalk through that second half, and Indiana did come back on them legitimately. You know, had the ball with a chance to go and tie the game or win the game. So I think there's a lot involved in this game that won't make it like last year's game.
That was a first half party for Ohio State last year. There were no fans in the stadium.
But it's a two-half two-half game.
But it was a top 10 matchup, and Ohio State beat the doors off of them in the first half. And I think that they got a little caught up in that. Just, okay, you're not really a top 10 team. Go take your seat. And this is what
relax.
This is who the kings of the Big Ten are. That is not going to happen when, you know, if it's 35-7 again at the half, if Indiana goes down and scores, like, the crowd gets back into it. Like, Ohio State, this is not last year's game simply because there are fans in the stands. It's going to be different. You got to avoid that. Like,
You burned this yesterday.
Well, it will be a 50% Ohio State crowd at Indiana, but you just have to make sure that 50% Indiana crowd never has a reason to make noise. That's basically the point.
If it's 35-7, they won't even be there at halftime.
I agree.
So it'll that cheer that we always hear in the second half when we're over in Bloomington.
That's when they take their stadium picture every other year.
Exactly.
Because everybody's in red.
I think that the big thing for this Saturday, we obviously have 4 days, five. What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
We have five days before this, four days. A couple days until this game happens. And I think that the intrigue here for Indiana is who's at quarterback, as always.
Yeah.
But even if Michael Penix is back for the Hoosiers, he's not the Michael Penix that was playing at the beginning of last season when Ohio State played Indiana. Mm-hmm. He is dinged up. He is less mobile. He is less able to take a hit. And I just don't see that same sort of fear factor that he had and that confidence that
I was going to say his confidence is gone as well, because even when he was healthy, he was making some bad decisions.
I think he's thrown three touchdowns against seven interceptions this year in five games. He has not been good. And a lot of that, I think, just comes from expectations. It's actually hard once you become known to stay at that level, and I think he's found that out.
Yeah, there you go. The other part of it that was obviously newsworthy for Ohio State on Tuesday, as they return to practice on Monday, handling the off date, interestingly, or in a different way than maybe in years past, getting Haskell Garrett back to practice, Cameron Brown at cornerback. Ryan Day expects both to play. I think the expectation from the four of us here is that Tyreek Smith, after missing three games with what appeared to be a concussion, he went through warm-ups against Maryland. You'd assume with two extra weeks that he would be back out there. You know, Thayer Munford and Paris Johnson that we talked about. This should be a team that's pretty healthy, but obviously, defensively, if you add Haskell Garrett and Cameron Brown back into that mix, this team in the second half can get a lot better.
Yeah.
The end.
Well, you're right. But look at the guys who've risen. You know, I mean, I keep saying Tyreek Williams is one of the
great. Well, I'm not sure that there's a like for Haskell Garrett.
No, there's not. But if he can't go, you got to go with who you got.
Well, what Haskell Garrett does is makes Tyreek Williams better.
Absolutely.
He makes these other guys better because he's eliminating the opportunity for that, double team stuff that the other teams can do.
Really, we haven't seen a full strength Ohio State since week one, maybe the Oregon game.
We didn't see them then because Cameron Brown and Seven Banks were both unavailable.
But
that's what football is, man.
Yeah, but now it seems like you're going to finally start to see this team. It's improved so much on defense without a healthy Seven Banks, without a healthy Cameron Brown. Haskell Garrett's been banged up, Tyreek Smith, different guys.
With no Josh Proctor.
Yeah, you see this team now starting to get back to full strength, and your eyes kind of open. You wonder what exactly they can do because, at, three-quarter strength or 5/8 whatever strength, they've been real
top five or ten team.
They've been getting real. I want to clear the air.
If you've got two cornerbacks in your starting lineup, one of them's Denzel Burke. Who's the other one?
Cameron Brown.
Yeah, it's Cameron Brown. There you go.
Okay, what did you want to say?
I want to clear the air here. Trayvon Henderson is a top five running back in the country.
Or top ten.
No, top five.
But if he is a top five, then he's also top ten.
Sure, but top five. You want me to name him?
Was he fourth?
No, I don't want you to. You can put that on the message board where you can participate.
Is he third?
As part of the On3 network. Spencer's going to be ranking his top five running backs in the country. We're going to see exactly where Trayvon Henderson is. You can subscribe if you haven't already for $10 for an entire year. Please do that so that we can take that 3 cents per day and continue to provide full coverage of Ohio State all year, 24/7, 365, including Saturday night at Indiana. A lot more coverage coming this week here on our YouTube channel as well. Of course, Practice Report is brought to you by Byers Auto. That's Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, and Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.